When you look back since the recession was forced upon us, Udras has been dramatically cut back in terms of the allocation that the state has been given them. Also, the then Minister, Dinny McGinley, took away the democratic right of the people of the Gaeltacht to elect who they believed were the best people to serve the interest of the Gaeltacht by taking away our democracy. What we're doing today is we're starting up a campaign. We have talked to people through different parts of the country, and it's very clear that the people of the Gaeltacht majority wishes our democracy to be returned by holding elections. And I would be asking now that state do the right thing by the people of the Gaeltacht, considering that they have failed us since the foundation of the state and have continued to fail us. If you look at it even in terms of the language where the state is saying to us that it's up to us to implement an Irish language plan, but yet at the same time, those that hold the reins of the money and a fair bit of control of it, that we don't have a right to elect those onto the board.
And you're getting support for this from right across the board in terms of local politics in Donegal and further afield?
Yes, I believe that we will get the support. I believe that what we need to do is get feet on the street, demand our democracy. What would happen if the state were to turn around and stop the process of elections, stopped the elections to Donegal County Council and took away the democratic right of the people of Donegal as a whole just to save a few euros so they continue to pay bankers, because that's exactly what the minister at the time done, to save €500,000. People would be up in arms. We need our democracy. We need to be able to elect people that we believe in the Gaeltacht are best fit to serve the interest of the Gaeltacht, instead of sitting back and looking at our Gaeltacht being ripped apart by people who don't understand their language, don't understand the Gaeltacht, and choose not to understand it.